Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, it's our buddy Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. Dave, the holiday season is upon us. The regular season in terms of fantasy coming to an end, and we're all getting geared up for the playoffs. How are you?
I'm doing all right. There's a couple of leagues I'm in where I've got my ticket punched, man. I'm going to the playoffs, trying to get a number one seed locked down in a couple of leagues. But the majority of the leagues I'm still in, I'm fighting. And I'll tell you what, man, I can't remember. Well, I guess because of the extra week that's been added, this is the first time I've had so many teams with six and seven losses.
Yeah.
Still very much in the thick of it. Like, I've got one team at 6-7. Bull, I control my own destiny. If I win this week, I'm in the playoffs with a 7-7 record. But it's been like that for a lot of people I talk to, where there might be one or two teams in every league that's just running away with it. And then there's just this big glob of teams in the middle with another one, two, maybe three teams that are out of it at the bottom. So I think the majority of the people are still into it, judging by my Twitter feed and judging by other people just reaching out to me. People are still alive in their fantasy leagues in the final week of the season.
Well, we have ultimate parity in the NFL this year, and maybe ultimate parity in fantasy. Maybe that has to do with so many injuries of even the playing field, I guess. I mean, it's been crazy, but and the parity in the NFL has been crazy. We've talked about that throughout the day, but once again, another week and injuries, and we're not used to a bye week in week 14 because usually we start in playoffs, but there are still byes, the Patriots, the Dolphins, and others, Eagles. So a lot of spots to fill here, and much like the NFL, there are situations in fantasy that are unpredictable. You have a guy 1 week, you know, 2 weeks ago, I didn't start Boston Scott in one league, and he had a good game. This past week, I needed a flex guy. I started Boston Scott. He didn't take a single carry. There's a lot of unpredictability, even in fantasy, even this late in the season, isn't there?
It really is crazy. And just imagine how it is to be a real-life NFL coach when you've got to try and balance these rosters, because not only are players getting hurt, and it feels like there's more injuries this year than in the past, but I almost feel like I say that every year, but there's still COVID, and people are still on the COVID reserve list. You might have thought you were in the clear with Keenan Allen as a must-start receiver. Now he's on the COVID list, still has a chance to play on Sunday, but that's somebody that people have to take a second look at just to make sure that, you know, they've got their bases covered. Got to go to your waiver wire and find a potential wide receiver to replace him. Got to find a bunch of running backs that are out there. And the nice thing about it is that this week there are some names who can help you out this week, next week, maybe the rest of the way. A couple of league winner candidates are out there, none bigger than Deontay Foreman, who's still out there in about 40% of CBS Sports leagues. Physical grinding running back for the Titans. He's got the Jaguars this week. He's got the 49ers a little bit later on this year. The Steelers defense is in 2 weeks. I think he's somebody that can help people out if they're really in a pinch at running back.
You know, two other guys I wanted to mention, you besides Foreman, who you just already mentioned, Dave. Dontrell Hilliard, who had a big game couple last 2 weeks and 3 weeks ago and had a bye last week. And are we finally seeing a little bit of an emergence of Rashad Penny? What do you think about both of those two guys?
I think Penny is a terrific a stash bull. Sorry to cut you off. I think Penny's got a shot, but it's a shot to be the leader of the backfield for the Seahawks, which, look, at this point, anybody who leads any backfield is worth having on a fantasy roster. When we're clamoring for Tevin Coleman and Chuba Hubbard, what the hell? We might as well clamor for Rashad Penny as well. But Adrian Peterson's still there. He's the name in that backfield, and he's going to gobble up those short yardage goal line opportunities. Penny might be the one that's playing between the 20s maybe even play a little bit into the red zone, but I'm pretty sure Seattle likes Adrian Peterson in those short yardage goal line scenarios. As for the other name you mentioned, Dontrell Hilliard, yeah, he's going to be a part of what the Titans do with their run game, but I don't think he's quite as physical as Deontay Foreman. And I also don't know if he's going to keep this passing downs role that we saw from him 3 weeks ago, two games ago. Right. Jeremy McNichols is coming back. I think McNichols might eat into his work a little bit. Foreman isn't a perfect back, but he's the one that best embodies what the Titans like to do with their run game. Probably reminds them the most of Derrick Henry.
And in terms of the Texans, we want, you say you'd want the leader on any team, except for maybe the Texans, right? Do you really want Rex Burkhead?
I guess if you're desperate, Rex Burkhead is someone who might be mildly of interest, especially if there is no David Johnson. He'd have a chance to be someone who gets you maybe 12 carries a week. You hope he just finds the end zone. But I don't think that's somebody who's even worth much of a stash. For example, Rashad Penny, guy has a hard time staying healthy. He's with the Seahawks. Their offensive line's terrible. Their run game's been brutal. Adrian Peterson's there. I'll still take him ahead of poor Rex Burkhead in Houston.
All right, we're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. All right, Dave, we talked about some maybe waiver wire options at running back. Let's talk about running backs that owners like me and probably you and thousands, millions of other people are hoping to get back, if not this week, certainly for the playoffs in Week 15. Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift, and this guy's not coming back, but you're hoping to get him healthy. I don't know if that's going to be possible before the end of the season. Ezekiel Elliott. What are we thinking about those three guys right now?
And don't forget about Alvin Kamara on that list, too.
Good point.
Why don't we hit all four? And Kamara could be back as soon as this week, and you know what the deal is. If he's active, you're playing him.
No
maybe
doubt.
You lower expectations just a tad because of Taysom Hill being a quarterback. The position is called quarterback, but Hill is basically a running back who sometimes throws the football. So that's something that could be problematic for Kamara hitting his upside from week to week. We are not expecting Dalvin Cook to play. It's a short week for the Vikings. The Thursday game against the Steelers, not that it's a bad matchup, but Alexander Madison's been doing a good job for them. Madison is one of my favorite running back plays this week, an absolute must in Thursday DFS slates. And if you've got him on your team, you're going to continue to use him as long as Dalvin Cook is not in the picture. And you mentioned a couple of other backs. Just for whatever reason.
DeAndre Swift and Zeke Elliott.
Okay, so Swift, same thing. I think that if Swift comes back, we don't know when. It could be a season-long thing. We just don't know yet. But that's obviously going to be a problem. Jamal Williams had the opportunities last week, just didn't play as many snaps as we thought that he would. Wasn't involved much in the passing game, where everybody's going to be kind of sour to trust him, especially against the Denver Broncos, whose run defense has gotten a little bit better.
And what about Zeke? How are you feeling as a Zeke owner the rest of the season?
Can you tell that I don't want to talk about Zeke?
Yeah, I think so. You keep forgetting
about
him.
I'm certainly worried that he's not as good of a running back as he once was. And I think everybody can kind of see that. We all saw it on Thanksgiving. I think Tony Pollard's the best guy there. It's just a matter of the Cowboys coaching staff coming up to speed on it. He's a low-end number two fantasy running back until we see some evidence that he can play well. Same thing, though, for Tony Pollard. Pollard's behind him, but it's not by a lot. I'd love to say that the Cowboys are going to unleash Tony Pollard. He'll be their main guy. I think they hesitate to use him on a big-time basis because they're worried about him staying healthy, and they want him healthy, whereas Ezekiel Elliott is physical still, can absorb a decent amount of carries, can at least move the chains, certainly work in short yardage and goal line situations, and give them part of that rushing presence that we like to see. I think the Cowboys can do that for him, but look for right around maybe 13 to 15 touches for Zeke and not the usual 20 touches that we get from him. And look for around 10 carries from Pollard.
Talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. Dave, let's go to quarterback, where some of the usual suspects have been not as reliable lately. I mean, Lamar Jackson's still got a decent floor because he runs, but he has been awful lately. Dak Prescott hasn't played well lately. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of quarterbacks you usually rely on who have not been great, both NFL, well, even worse NFL-wise than fantasy-wise. Are you nervous about any of these guys down the stretch?
I'm nervous about a lot of them. I'm nervous about Mahomes, who, I mean, we're when we drafted Patrick Mahomes, it was with the idea, oh, this guy's got a chance to give us 30 fantasy points.
That's right.
And he's barely doing that. The good thing for him this week is he's taking on the Raiders. They play a defense that he's very familiar with. He should be able to crush them. I'd be surprised if he didn't. And then you know, Josh Allen, his bad game, you can blame it on the weather last week. I still have confidence that he'll be a top five fantasy quarterback. He's top five in average points per game in 6-point passing touchdown leagues. But Lamar Jackson's got me worried. His passing has started to really decline a little bit. That offensive line is looking worse. And teams have realized, oh, wait a minute, we can blitz this guy and he'll be okay. And he still doesn't have an answer for it. And I think the Browns are going to try and do the exact same thing. So Jackson, still a start-worthy fantasy quarterback, but not one that I would normally he's a top-five guy. He was a top-five guy for me last week. Not this week. I'm not chancing it. And I would expect Dak Prescott to bounce back this week as well. One other quarterback that I think a lot of people are going to be very nervous to start is Cam Newton. The last time we saw him play, he was shellacked, and he really was under pressure. That offensive line was bad, and he got benched. But I think he bounces back against Atlanta. The Falcons do not have a strong pass rush, and I can't help but think that the Panthers, after letting go of their offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, are going to try and regroup a little bit and make this offense a little bit more Cam-centric. So he's got that same type of rushing floor that you talked about with Lamar Jackson, same thing that Taysom Hill has, but he's got a little bit of upside, too, when he gets rid of the ball quickly and the Panthers have a good matchup for him to succeed in.
Dave, let's go to wide receiver Keenan Allen on the COVID list, although he's vaccinated, so it is, and he went on it early this week, so maybe it possibly plays. We know Adam Thielen's banged up this week. If you're desperate at wide receiver for a waiver wire claim, who are you going with?
Well, the first name that I'll mention, and I'm not certain that he's going to play, but he's got some upside for the rest of the year, is Julio Jones. And the 33-year-old actually showed some explosiveness when he was playing with the Titans earlier this year. He wasn't getting a lot of targets, but he was sharing the field with A.J. Brown. The one thing I am worried about is that the Titans are not a bastion of passing. They will continue to run the football. Even after Derrick Henry was out for the year, the Titans are top 10 in the percentage of times they actually run the ball. So they're still a very run-centric offense. But Julio would be the top name off my list. You just might have to be patient. Let's say you can't be patient. You need a guy, has to play this week. Russell Gage would be it. He's getting a lot of targets from Matt Ryan, getting a lot of passes. It's adding up. And where Kyle Pitts is getting double-teamed and is being taken away, Russell Gage is wide open. And the Falcons have no problem throwing to him. I would continue to look his way, maybe even as a low-end number two receiver in full PPR leagues. Two more names. You mentioned Adam Thielen. He's out for a while. KJ Osborne expected to take his place. He's not bad. He and Tyler Conklin at tight end are going to be the guys that see more targets with Thielen being out. Of course, it's still going to be Justin Jefferson who gets all the downfield, the valuable targets, the red zone targets. But Osborne will still be involved to a degree. I think he might be good for maybe 10 or 11 PPR points. And then Marquez Valdes-Scantling with the Packers, 19 targets in his last two games. Absolutely going to continue to play. Aaron Rodgers is his quarterback. Great matchup against Chicago this week and available in over three-quarters of CBS Sports leagues. A good receiver to just stash and see what happens if you're thin at wide receiver going into the playoffs. Or, again, if you need a guy this week, maybe it's in a non-PPR league and you don't want to wait for Julio Jones, you just get MBS.
A lot of teams could be desperate at tight end this week, Dave. We've got, Hunter Henry on a bye. We've got Gesicki on a bye. You got Goddard on a bye. Darren Waller banged up. We don't know if he's going to be back this week. Where are you going if you're desperate at tight end?
And don't forget, we lost Logan Thomas. We don't think he's going to be available again for the rest of the year.
And Njoku, if you were using him in a deep league, maybe he's going on the COVID list.
Right. So I think Tyler Conklin is probably the top name. Just makes sense. He got a lot of targets last week after Adam Thielen got hurt. He'll continue to see targets. And I know that Kirk Cousins does tend to trust him just in general. Against the Steelers, it's a tough matchup, but I think he will see five or six targets, have a chance to catch four or five passes. And then keep an eye on what's going on in Washington. If Ricky Seals-Jones is healthy, we saw it earlier this year, he got a ton of targets from Taylor Heinicke. Wouldn't surprise me if he fell right back into that role with Logan Thomas out. And Heinicke wound up getting, or I'm sorry, Seals-Jones ends up getting, I don't know, maybe six or seven targets in the game against the Cowboys. Could end up being a good low-end starting fantasy tight end. If he's not there, the names that you're left with, it's Gerald Everett, who was terrible for Seattle despite six targets. Cole Kmet, who's disappointed the past couple of weeks. Jared Cook, who has been an underachiever for the majority of his career. No one that you'll really feel good about at tight end. It might be the position where you do sink a little extra fab into getting Tyler Conklin if you need a guy for this week.
Dave, and let's go to streaming of defenses. Obviously, the Seahawks defense hasn't been very good, but you're playing Houston. The Chargers are playing the Giants this week. The Saints against the Jets, the Panthers against the Falcons. These are all defenses maybe you don't trust, but could work for you this week. What do you think?
My favorite one is the Packers. They're available in 48% of CBS Sports Leagues. They're taking on the Bears. Even if it's Justin Fields under center, I am going to love that matchup for Green Bay. And they're getting healthy. They might have two starters back by the time we get to Sunday. And the Titans were dropped in a bunch of leagues. The Tennessee Titans defense really doesn't have a lot of name value, guys, but they've been playing really well, and they've got Jacksonville. And Jacksonville's offense is just a total train wreck right now. They're available in 62% of leagues. Bull, you mentioned the Seahawks. They're taking on the Texans. It's probably going to be Davis Mills under center for them. Seattle's defense has actually been good against wide receivers lately. Maybe this is the week they tie it all together and shut down Rex Burkhead in that vaunted Texans offense. They're available in about three-quarters of leagues. And the other defense you mentioned that stood out to me, the Chargers. Again, not a defense that's known for being good. They've been okay against the pass. They've been terrible against the run. They're taking on the Giants. You might think, oh, Saquon Barkley's going to eat them alive. Well, Saquon Barkley's not getting a lot of opportunities lately, and that's been part of the problem. He's playing behind a terrible offensive line. And who's their quarterback going to be this week? It's not going to be Mike Glennon. It's not going to be Daniel Jones. It's going to be Jake Fromm, who they signed off the Bills practice squad. This could be a really good game for the Chargers defense. And they play Houston two games later. So you might be able to use the Chargers in Week 14 to help you get in the playoffs. You survive in Week 15, and then in Week 16, you ride them again against the Texans.
Dave, what's going on with you tonight, CBS Sports, YouTube? What do you guys got going on?
We're going to go in-depth on the waiver wire because we know that people are dying. They're clamoring to get information to help them advance into the playoffs. There's two types of fantasy managers right now, Bull. There's those that are already in the playoffs, and they're trying to get their benches set for the long run. And there's teams that are just going to be willing to do anything it takes to win in Week 14. We're helping out both of those fantasy managers starting at 8 p.m. on youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Just go to YouTube, search in Fantasy Football Today. That's our brand here at CBS Sports. And you'll watch an hour-long stream giving you the latest information on who to add off the waiver wire to help your team succeed.
Dave, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking the time.
Bull, good luck, man. I know you're making that playoff push yourself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.